106.7. Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
Hi, everybody. Hi, and welcome
Hello.
To the show. The big news is Mike has his brand new chair.
Yes.
And it does not recline.
It does not.
Mm. Oh, my.
But it was supposed to. But I'm very comfortable. I think I might like it. Even though it does not recline, I think I might be happy with it.
Hello?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. It can be sent back. I don't think they have one that reclines in office furniture.
Well, I think it's going to work, Beth Ann.
Sure?
I think I'm happy with it.
Because I still have the box here, and it can be...
I think I'm going to keep my head in this position all day. I will recline my neck.
Your voice doesn't sound right when you're...
I will recline my neck.
When your head is back like that.
Somehow the throat is not functioning.
For goodness sakes, let's get this man a true recliner. Let's move out of the world of office furniture.
It's a pretty little thing called turning Japanese.
But he said he didn't want a recliner.
But there has to be like a sport utility chair that would work for Mike that would recline. What about one of those babies at the Sharper Image? What about one of those like massage chairs?
One of those ergonomic chairs. Or the Healthy Back store right down the street.
Is that what you'd like?
Oh, those are expensive.
This gentleman gave and gave.
I'm very happy with this. I think
I still have the box. Give it a test
really...
run today. If you don't like it, rebox it.
All right.
There.
All right.
You know what's very good?
What?
Are sex chairs.
Sex chairs are fun.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. Because you can suspend them from the ceiling. That's
why don't we get Mike curious? Why don't we get Mike like a barbershop chair or a dentist chair?
They're so expensive and they're so heavy and. There's not a catalog for dentist chairs.
Okay, how else would it be if
I'm listening to so many reasons why something can't be done.
How about somebody out there listening to the show who would like to
sell
us a barber chair.
You know, it'd be nice.
Sell it to us. Sell me your children.
A barber chair, that way you could take a nice straight razor shave during the show.
Oh, my God. Well, now you're talking about heaven. Now you're talking about fantasy.
All right, Beth Ann, what we're going to have to do is we'll get through the show with this chair, but we're going to have to box
I'm
this
very,
one.
No, I like, no, I don't want to do that. I think this chair is going to work.
Is he going to complain about it for the rest of my life?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I don't think I've figured out how to use it yet. I think it does tilt back a little bit.
I bet you break it first. I tried it out.
Really? You tried to tilt it?
Wow.
Yeah.
The Commander 2 barber chair is $1,500.
Oh, the Commander 2 is excellent.
The Commander 2?
The Commander 1.
How's that look, Buzz?
No picture.
Really? Like a barber chair, I'm guessing.
All right, here's the thing. If it would make you happy...
Yeah?
I'll split the cost with you if you want to buy
for a barber chair.
If you want to buy a barber chair,
you know,
I'd sure like one.
I'll split it with you. That'd be great.
My Uncle Pete owned one at one time and loved it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, classic one.
Yeah.
Can we use it, Rob?
Oh no, he doesn't have it anymore.
Rob, you're plugged
sold
in.
He sold it to another disc jockey.
Hey, you know what?
You're plugged into the eBay. You can find one on eBay.
No time.
I'm gonna call Frida here in a couple of seconds anyway to yell at her about something, and I'll get her involved in this as well.
Okay,
this is right up her alley.
Yeah, I think it would be a novel thing to have a barber chair.
Do you still have the hairdresser's chair?
No, we do not. That Bride of Frankenstein hairdresser.
Yeah, and I'll
chair.
Go over.
We do not.
I'll go over during the break and look at the barber chairs and. In Buzzes.
Yeah, there's some modern ones.
You see what you need to
so
make?
So excited now. You know, I really was very happy with this chair. I would be satisfied with this chair.
Here's Phil from Louisiana during the pre-show. Phil.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing fine.
There's a bunch of barber chairs on eBay. I'm looking at about 10 right now, $1,400 down to $388.
What are they paying on shipping?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far, Rob.
Here's what I'd say.
Research and planning. I don't have that kind of time.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Nobody has any time.
No, it's very busy.
You know, if I'm going to pay for half of it, I'd say let's get him a real one. Let's not get a retread one that people have done stuff in. Let's just go to the barber.com.
Like a real barber chair.
Yeah, where you buy a real barber chair. And get your real barber chair.
How cool is that?
You go to the barber college where you used to be taken.
But as far as Beth Ann's concerned, I think we keep this chair. I mean, this is a good chair. And when you get good furniture in this building, I don't think you let go of it.
Okay. All right.
So hold on to this one.
But that fan really, we're going to have to get Michael Barber chair.
Okay.
And see if it's possible to get overnight delivery.
The S500 is $500.
That won't work.
No.
See,
the $1,400.
You've already told us that there's one that costs three times as much.
I get it. Right. All right.
That's the one we have.
I'll go over during the break and look at Buzz's website.
I bet the $1,400 is actually probably still entry level.
And the nice thing is the varying degrees of
right.
But of course, you know, the barber does that, so Rob will have to bring me up and down.
Rob will have to go over
the pump and
hit the step.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing with the barber with the.
We're also going to need two mirrors. And a rotating pole.
Oh, very exciting.
All right. Goodbye.
I'm just a little excited.
Goodbye, BA.
Bye.
Wow.
Thank you.
Every time.
Love you.
Hey. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, no.
Hello. I'll give you a groaner and another super groaner.
Well, Mrs. Shannon, I'd love to hear a groaner.
What candy bar is the most popular with hot-looking moms? Milfy Way.
Not bad.
And then this one.
Why did I say that?
This one comes courtesy.
Very bad.
This one comes courtesy of guest writer Peggy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, she's. Is Aunt Peggy part of this service?
No. Oh, no. Yeah. It's Rob's Aunt Peggy. She's 85.
Oh, Aunt Peggy.
Yeah, Big Daddy's sister.
How do you make holy water? Get regular water in a pot and boil the hell out of it. That's a groaner from Rob's 85-year-old aunt.
Wow, isn't that sad? I mean, cute.
That is cute.
Or we could go back to the script.
Cute, not sad.
What do hot-looking moms order at Dairy Queen? MILF shakes.
So somebody got on the whole MILF riff.
Yeah, that's it. Let's just start the show.
Hey, now.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, and we are, yes. And hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. And. Then you got these right.
Kill them. I hate them.
Getting this system. Now it's say hi to Rob.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know why those guys are here?
Why?
To shepherd you through the afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thank you for reminding me. I did want to mention that. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Another day of getting everything you want and all the ships at sea. Half of light and half of dark. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, Rob. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. Oh, let me say hello again.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. New episode on this Wednesday. 07-1404.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Right. Don and Mike show, and it's July 14, 2004.
Wow.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, you can't use the 800 call, or 877. Call 800-636-1067 for Antiquated Canada, and Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
The summer is just flying by.
Yeah. Antiquated Canada.
Half a
couple of quick things. First, it's raining here in D.C.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go on a big rant about the weather people because they've been calling for floods and it's not flooded. It's flooded like 100 miles away from here.
Right.
But I do have to quote Tom Curine from News Channel 4.
That's a great quote.
I'm watching the 10 o'clock news this morning, 10 a.m., and I'm waiting for the weather. And, of course, he, like all of them, is forecasting the end of the world because there's going to be, you know, the slight risk of heavy downpours.
Sure.
And, you know, hail.
And in fairness to them, there has been severe weather today.
But then here's what he says. So as this weather approaches the Washington area.
Listen to this. This is great.
You know, the Channel 4 and Bob, lead meteorologist Bob Ryan will be here starting at 4 this afternoon to shepherd you through the afternoon.
Like we're what, his flock?
We're the sheep.
I'm picturing Bob Ryan, the weather guy at Channel 4, wearing like a Moses robe, and he's
See, you had that. I pictured him in a little Bo Peep costume.
Either works, but he's got a stick.
Yeah. Come this way.
You know, and here's,
this way I will save you.
You got all 6 million people that live in this town following stupid Bob Ryan. Come this way. The weather's not this way.
Then feel the wrath of Ryan.
Oh. Anyway, stink on that. And then by accident, when I'm coming in today.
Stink on that?
Come in by accident today, I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden I'm not listening to XM. I'm listening to Bill O'Reilly on WJFK.
Hey, that was a lucky mistake.
It is the wrong
one. Yeah, lucky mistake. And it was a great time because it was right as his show is ending. He's going to commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say hi to all of my great whore friends here in Whore City.
Hi there.
Because I heard, as I pulled into the station, the first commercial was Mike O'Mara. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for whatever, the golf place or something.
Right.
Then it was, very next spot was, hi, this is Buzz Burbank.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what, if it was a diamond store or it was a car place, whatever it was.
One of those.
It was Buzz. Then there was another commercial. And then the third one, third out of four is, hey, it's your old buddy Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God.
And I just thought, you whores.
I'm embarrassed. I'm almost embarrassed to show my face at O'Mara's with that. I
look around, Cafe.
I truly am. So were we all on the same stop set?
Yes, you were, and there's no way there's no way to code the system against that because... Now, Mike, this is not so much on you, but this is on Rob and Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
They're such whores. Each of them has like 10 or 15 commercials. I mean, between the two of them, mm-hmm. there's 10 or 15 commercials that are currently rotating.
Now, when are you going to do one?
That would be the 15th of never.
But you've done them in the past. You've done a couple, haven't you?
Yeah, and I don't like doing them.
You hate doing them.
Have you no product you would endorse?
No, I don't. Any product that I would endorse, no, I don't, Rob.
Wow.
Really. I mean, my wife and I had this discussion.
You know, the truth is, I don't do it a lot either unless I truly believe in the product.
Ditto.
Whore. That's fine.
That's true.
That's fine. Yeah. You know, and I'm a whore even worse than you guys, but the thing is, I didn't do it publicly. Mine was a private whoring.
Yeah.
When I went to that guy's house and showed up to get that discount on the bracelet for my wife.
I should point out that in payment for the commercial that I did, I was compensated in merchandise.
We all were.
Yeah, and that somehow what?
Well, no, because I wouldn't do it. I couldn't think of...
enough money?
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, from all the people.
Right. I know.
Hello,
right.
Pot. I'm Kettle.
I know, and we're both as black as pitch.
Wow.
You're black?
I am. As black as a thousand midnight.
Isolate that.
Right,
isolate
please.
Rob saying he's black as a thousand midnight.
You can call me the whore, but I'm not in their whore category.
No,
you
that's
said before.
What I said.
Between the two of them, who would be the winner? Because I swear to God, I think it's a horse race.
No, it's got to be Buzz. It's got to be Buzz because Buzz has been in the whoring field so long.
But not for any lack of trying.
Let me tell you why Buzz might get knotted out, though.
Really?
Why? Why?
The wedding show.
That's true.
Yeah. True. Rob hosts. Yeah.
That's an entire infomercial.
Rob hosts infomercials. He's done a wedding one. He's done a car show on the weekend.
Two car shows. I mean, shy of wearing red suspenders or a festive sweater, I am the king of the infomercial.
All right, then you're the
it
first
might be,
one.
I think it's a tie.
I think it's it's a different category. Buzz is a high-paying hooker. And me, I'll take just about anything you throw my way.
You're a streetwalker.
Yeah, Buzz is like a private dancer. You're a dancer for money.
Rob does one-night stands. I'm looking for a relationship.
And Mike would be more like Carmen Electra. Mike would be the celebrity hooker.
What the hell is that?
What's happening? Wait, what's going on here?
Joe just brought... Is that a new chair?
What is this, Joe? Joe, speak, please.
It's a chair.
Joe.
Some sales guy named Gary called me and said, go back to his desk and get it.
Speak, Joe. Speak. As Joe comes to the studio, I'm like, come on. Speak like you're an animal.
Wow.
Who's Gary?
All right, let me try this.
I don't know.
All right, so there's a chair here right now that apparently may recline for Mike.
All right.
it.
It's got all kinds of flippers on it.
Yeah, doodads and wing nuts.
Oh,
my God.
We may have to cancel the plans for the barber chair.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Do you like that? Now, Mike,
that is a cool chair.
Don't throw the other one aside like it's a piece of garbage.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Now you
Wow.
Now you're really reclining.
Oh, my God.
World of difference.
You see this, Beth Ann? You see how happy he is now?
How did you just recline in that?
I'm so happy.
Hey, that's true.
Did Joe just recline then?
Joe is reclining.
Yeah, however.
How did you do that?
Mike is torn.
What, Joe?
Improv.
Did Joe just recline my chair?
Yeah.
Well, you know, now I've got two to choose. This.
But that's the one you should go with, Mike.
Is this mine now?
That's big and space age looking, and it's got lots of padding on it.
This is fat.
It's got a headrest.
I have never in 20 years working with you felt more comfort in a studio than I do right now. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Listen to the voice, too.
Yeah.
I'm not in the position that I was in before.
Oh, my God.
Where did we get this chair?
Where did this come from, Joe? Don't touch it. It's perfect.
some sales guy named Gary, I don't know which one he is,
No. He
called and said, hey, I got a chair for Mike. I said, well, bring it in. And he said, no, I'm a sales guy. Go back to my desk and get it. It's like a captain's chair.
And I can have this.
Apparently.
Well, is the guy here or is he out on a sales call?
He's on a sales call.
Gary, whoever you are.
I'll go back to the phones and see if we can... You know,
Gary, you rock. This is the greatest chair I've ever had in the studio.
Is he the salesman that looks like Joan Crawford?
That's
he might be the one who looks like Don's lost twin.
Oh,
that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, whoever
these people?
Whoever that guy is, let me just say, he's got to be handsome with a capital H. If behind my back you're referring to him as my lost twin. And also, Mike, that's my first hearing of that, which means the guy must be ugly if they say he's my twin.
No, he's not much of a dresser, but there is a similarity.
Yeah.
Well,
whoever he is, I'm going to shake his hand. This is fabulous.
Is it really great?
It's exciting great.
Is the bed?
We can cancel the plans for the barber chair.
Oh, now okay. That saddens me.
Right, but no, but this is great. This is, it's a known commodity. We might get the barber chair in here and it wouldn't work.
Okay.
Right? Rated on a 1 to 10. If 10 is like a feather
bed. This is a 10.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's so comfortable. And I'm rocking as I'm talking. Look, I can talk.
Yeah, but you'll stop that eventually because that's some sort of aerobic exercise.
Anything to get my heart rate up.
Come on.
Very nice.
Darling, where are you? Hi, darling.
Well, hi, sweet.
Hey, have you had the radio on?
Yeah, right. I mean, I wasn't paying attention, but yes.
Okay, Mike, how would you... Now, are you really married to this chair?
Yeah.
Or you want us to try to find you a barber
chair?
No,
because you know why? I mean, it's a lot of effort on a lot of people's part, and if this is the chair, I am delighted. I mean, absolutely delighted
with
this chair. I mean, really, this is terrific.
Then consider that job done. Mike's chair is in. The new computers are in.
Yeah.
We're all set.
We're set. I mean, the eye line is good. You and I can see each other better, which is terrific. And
did you notice, incidentally, what I did for you?
What did you do? Because something is different. What did you do?
You know what I did?
What?
You see what I did to this poor girl?
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer moved her aside.
You see where Jennifer was? You see? You
moved her down.
You know how Jennifer normally is right here?
Yeah.
Right at eye level?
Yeah.
Look where she is now.
The only thing that drives me insane...
She's over here in the corner.
Is we literally look at each other through a bunch of cables and wires and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Mike, live in the now.
It's radio.
Live in the now.
The picture of
what, darling?
I could send in a picture of me to replace Jennifer.
Now, see, I don't need a picture of you because...
I could use one over here.
Could I point out... you want a picture of Frieda?
Sure. I mean, if you've got Jennifer over there, I'll have Frieda over here.
Could I point out that when...
There we go.
Could I point out...
So
I like you when that cord is moved out
like
of the way.
I'd like to see your hands.
You know what would be good is if we got you some Jim Nance-styled headset.
When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I see is a portrait that was taken of my wife when she was, 12 or 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, where she looks like Winnie from the Wonder Years.
That's a nice picture.
She's the only one out of five kids that had this, her mom had this portrait commissioned, and for whatever reason, it's hanging in our bedroom, and it's the first thing I see in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
So maybe how would you feel about donating that to the studio, honey?
I don't think it would be properly cared for.
Really?
What do you mean that you don't think it would? I wouldn't do anything to it. I wouldn't like draw a mustache on it or draw like a Herman Munster scar on it.
I'd be worried about the graffiti.
Can you imagine how long it would be till somebody drew a Hitler mustache on the picture of my wife?
Oh, that'd be off.
It'd be like 5 seconds.
No, I don't think.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, you're just enjoying the chair?
I am so comfortable.
I'm just fantastic.
I'm glad you are.
I've got to meet this guy, Gary.
And honey.
Yes.
Listen, there must be a very handsome man here at the station that you must meet for all of your single friends out there who are still looking for men.
And That's true.
And you know who I'm talking about in particular, because apparently there's some guy so scary handsome, they're saying behind my back that he's my twin. Uh-huh.
And is this the guy that got the chair? Is this the Gary that we're talking about here?
We don't know that.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You know.
We don't know, but all I know is this guy that looks like me would really be hideous.
There's...
If everybody's said this and has kept this from me, because I'm normally in on the nicknames and such.
I think there are a lot of new salespeople who we have not met yet.
Let me throw out the fact, Sugar, that you were adopted, and maybe you're related to this guy.
Well, maybe we get a DNA test.
Or maybe he's just the guy who's kind of fat and kind of bald.
No, it's more than that.
More than that.
Hey, wow, thanks, Buzz. Thanks, Grandpa.
Not just that, in other words.
Hi, Joe.
Not everybody is saying this behind your back. It's just something that I came up with to amuse myself.
Oh, it's Joe original.
But Joe, you started it, though.
But Joe,
I have started it. I've kept it under my hat until now.
But I noticed it, too, and apparently Rob had also.
Really?
I heard it from John Norman before I ever saw the guy, and I wouldn't say that he looks like your brother or your twin. I would say it's more of like a stunt double.
We got to get this guy in the studio.
Either way, all I know is he's got to be handsome.
If
he's not here right now, he's probably out getting laid.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's probably out getting laid.
He's out modeling.
He's a stud muff out posing as you.
You could send this guy to do all the things that you don't want to do. If you have to have a meeting with Alan, send him in there.
It would work.
You know,
that guy.
If you have to go antiquing with me, send him.
Darling.
He could be your stud muff.
He seems nice.
Darling.
Yeah.
Buzz, lay off that.
Sorry.
Just lay off that until I meet the guy.
Okay.
Until I see how hideous the guy is myself. Okay.
All right.
Then I'll put all of your comments into the proper slots. All but, right. Mike, I'm glad you're comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Anchorman, because I've been feeling some real heat from our listeners.
Yeah, you have. Yesterday in particular.
I recommended the movie, and all these dopes are calling me up and saying, this movie's not funny. Now I know my own convictions. I know what I think is funny, and screw the rest. But you're a snob. This is a movie that a spoiled snob should not like. Yet, did you, Lady Frida, my lady, did you enjoy Anchorman?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Good.
I enjoyed it, and I would like to see... The Lovely or Delightful or whatever that other
No,
movie.
I'm not going to see that Cole Porter movie.
So I like other kinds of movies, too. But,
That's my point. Exactly my point.
It's funny. It had a lot of laughs in it.
There you go. So, see? Look at that. And you would think that she would look down at a movie that had, like, erection jokes. She laughed.
One of the people.
She laughed.
Speaking of that erection.
She laughed when the people in front of us left because the children were bothered by that scene.
We might have to go see that tonight.
Where the parents were bothered that the children were bothered.
It was a movie we saw that was a comedy just a few weeks ago that we were really disappointed that we were hoping would be good.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Yeah,
Ben
right.
Stiller. Right.
So that was only, that was like a C-minus movie, and this was, a B-plus movie.
Okay, so and with Frida, like, that's the best grade you can possibly get.
And especially with a comedy.
Yeah.
Is a B-plus, yeah. And a comedy that's kind of gross. So anyway, thank you.
I went to their website. Have you seen their website? It's very funny.
See, again,
She's so excited about it, she checked out the website.
Listen to this snob laughing. Listen to this.
And it has the different colognes that the
Ron Burgundy
character wears.
Right.
Brian Santana.
Oh, yeah, that's the other guy. That's the sports guy. No,
he's the news reporter. He's not the sports guy.
Is he the guy that we thought was so funny?
Camp Kind is the sports guy. I don't think he was. He was the one with the hat. But Brian Fontana was the reporter on the street.
Right.
He was the one that wore the...
Do you even remember the names better than I do?
Wow. This has a lot more than Will Ferrell going on.
Oh, yeah.
Big cast.
And it's got, like I told you, a lot of cameos. I don't want to ruin them for you, but like Tim Robbins, who's not in the movie for 5 seconds. Tim Robbins, who's in the movie for about 15 seconds and has a very funny scene at the end.
We were surprised by a lot of cameos.
And Jack Black.
Really?
Yeah, again, let me just say, this is my wife, Frida,
who,
you know, 9 times out of 10, I will vilify as a snob on this show. Even Queen Frida enjoys Anchorman. So all of you listeners that called me yesterday, eat one. Eat a big one right now.
Wow.
Thank you, darling.
I'm on their website right now, and I'm at Cologne Corner looking at Sex Panther Cologne. Remember, that's the one that smells like the inside of a hollow leg.
Now you're giving away the jokes. Now, don't be giving away all the good jokes.
I'm only one of them. All right.
All right.
Okay, bye.
I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you too. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. So there you go.
That
see?
Was fun.
She's a snob, and she liked it.
Yeah.
So all of you, just like I said yesterday, up your nose with a rubber hose. I know Joe's been in here a lot, but I would love for him to do some reading for us.
Very good.
You know what? Hold on. Strike that. I got something else even more important. Rob's impossible secret sound.
You touched on this briefly yesterday.
I promised this yesterday. I wanted to get to it today. Rob has a knack for selecting the secret sound, which is one of the most popular contests that we've ever done, and it's the oldest goddamn radio contest in the world.
And the secret sound is basically an opportunity for listeners to guess what the sound is, and if you guess, you win money. And Rob's joy is picking sounds that are impossible to decipher. No one
so
can do that.
I was saying that, you know, that's a good contest to bring back. And now that we got some money to give away, we can actually do it like a real radio station where we add money every day. We add $100 every day. It could be, end up, you know, worth thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars
thousands
for you.
Thousands of dollars.
Jerry time.
Video.
Turning Japanese.
No, Nice.
Japanese.
That's one that's called Turning Japanese.
Thank you. That's the pronunciation. Japanese.
Jerry time.
So we're going to bring the contest back. And Rob says to me, he says, I've come up with five or six really great sounds. And the first one he plays for me is so happy. He says, this is one no one will ever get. And he explains to me what the sound is. And even though I understand it, I go, I give him like a tentative okay.
Right.
Then we get to work, and I think about it, and I listen to it. And I think, there's no way. Now, here's the sound. And it sounds, of course, like that's Rob.
He applauds his own sound. Yes, his own evil.
So here it is again. That's the sound. Right. Now, the clues that we would have given would have been along the lines of first, home entertainment, movies, television. Eventually, we would phase out DVDs. It has nothing to do with DVDs. You would figure out it has something to do with VHS. It has something to do with videotape.
Mm-hmm.
So this would take maybe 2 weeks of people calling in, hearing that click, and giving enough clues that eventually they'd figure out the most popular guess would be hitting the eject button and having a videotape come out of a VCR.
But that's not it.
That's not it.
Hmm.
Rob, would you give me the example, please?
Yeah.
Hold on, and before you do, tell everybody, explain to them.
Can I guess before, since that's what it comes from?
Uh-huh.
It's clicking over the don't record over switch.
No, it's not.
No, but that's a good idea for a secret sound.
No, it's not. It's Mike. It's even more heinous than that. It's even
how can it be?
It's even more impossible than that.
My God, what is that?
And it's something I don't think anybody would do. Anybody that still watches a lot of VHS. What is it, Rob?
The protective front. Where that comes back to reveal the tape on the front of the tape.
Flip cover.
Yeah, it flips up,
see,
and that's
Mike?
It.
You see this, Mike?
Yeah.
You need to undo, there's a little switch on the
spring-loaded,
side.
Spring-loaded.
Yeah,
lock switch on the end.
And that's pulling it back and then letting it go. And letting it go is the secret sound.
As so many people do. You're a monster.
Now, I'm not explaining this correctly.
You're a sick monster.
I'm not explaining this. What you do is you take a VHS tape.
Right. Yeah, you take the protective plastic cover that covers the actual tape itself in the cassette.
Turn around back. You know, the part that doesn't have the label on it.
Right.
Then, and why you would do this, I don't know.
Untangle the tape if it gets caught in the machine.
Okay, so then.
Yeah, here's
but
you have to hold it with your thumb.
Yeah, it's spring-loaded.
Right.
Now, here's the live version of that same secret sound.
See? There you go.
But still.
And mostly people don't do that.
Yeah, thank you, Buzz.
Very, very obscure.
But there are some who do.
Yeah.
I did.
You're the only one. You're the only one. I decided that one was too impossible. Okay, Mike's going to give it a try.
Thanks.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, my only comment was, it's a great sound because it sounds like all the other ones.
Yeah, and it's that, you know, I don't know where, you know, does he, like, take all of these devices and record them in his toilet so they have that same metallic hollow sound.
They're all done in our production room here, unless it's very, very big. Then it's done in the field.
But even now, when trying to explain to somebody, I'm thinking, okay, so let's say that we get someone who says, it's a VHS tape, it's putting a VHS tape in, and Rob would go, no, no, no. How are you ever going to explain to someone it's the backside of a VHS cartridge that you click open if for some reason you want to get at the videotape inside?
That would have been Rob's dream scenario. We would have gone through the entire contest without having a winner.
But the idea was to be sounds that you'd hear around your house, no matter how difficult the sound might be to guess, something hear.
A
common everyday sound.
This would not qualify.
That would not qualify at all.
But as far as explaining it, it wouldn't be up to us to explain it. It would be the listener who would have to explain
it. Yes, and you would enjoy the months of torture.
And we'd never have a winner. We would never have a winner in that contest.
Ever.
I mean, we're coming off the last Secret Sound contest where I thought we could have modified it to make the sounds just a bit easier for the listening audience.
No.
No, you hate that.
If that were the case, there'd be people that didn't get a mohawk or lose an eyebrow.
Wanted to be tough, want to be able to give away bigger amounts of cash.
Right.
However, don't want it to be so impossible. That's right, and all in pennies. All of our contests from now on will pay out in pennies to make the prize appear bigger.
And you'll collect your money in a baggie.
You can actually keep the canvas bag. It's a collector's bag.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I just have to tell you guys that I knew what that sound was as soon as I heard it.
Oh, give her the prize.
Give
her the prize. Here's the prize. Rob's home address and phone number.
No, I don't need a prize. I just have to tell you, it's not that obscure. I have a 2-year-old that walks around and flips that when he's watching TV.
Has it been a good day for you today, having it all figured out?
Oh, no. We're back to this again.
No, this is new.
Let me just ask you something.
How's knowing everything today?
Let me just ask you something. Do you drive a minivan?
No.
All right, good. Thank you.
Of course you do. No. What do you drive?
A Jeep Wrangler.
A Jeep Wrangler.
Good for you, man.
A good car. Are you married or single?
I am married.
Married? Any kids?
2-year-old, I just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just said that.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you.
No, I just had to call because you guys were talking about it was like some obscure sound.
All right, honey,
I knew what it was.
It is obscure, but good for you for figuring it out.
Oh, she didn't figure it out.
No, and besides, isn't it bad when someone's backing me up and I still hate them? That Jeep Wrangler is good for the 2-year-old.
Bye, honey. Yeah, sorry you didn't figure that out.
So long, Captain Rollbar.
Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike Show, hello.
There's no need for all this hostility.
No, they're perfectly safe.
Hi there. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Jessica. Hey.
Pardon me?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Calling to ask, isn't that thing that flips open, doesn't that open when you stick it into the VCR?
It does.
Yes, it does.
In fact, yes, you don't normally hear it.
Yeah,
it's inside the machine.
That's right. So you wouldn't hear it or see it necessarily if you put it inside.
Right. It would probably be referred to as the hood. Which has been on the show in years past.
That's right.
In a different context.
I'm guessing since Mike has not said anything
she's wonderful.
Your virtues.
I really do believe she's wonderful.
That you are not a woman that gets everything you want.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Now, if she says that, it means she doesn't and she's still wonderful. It's totally unpredictable. What's your name, my lovely?
Jessica.
What drive you, Jessica?
Toyota Prius.
Okay.
Environmentally conscious.
All right, now hold on. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's really wrong with that.
I'll write you a letter.
You know, I thought, you know.
Well, Rob, I know with you, and I know what I'll
see. I'm pandering.
It all starts in Hawaii. Yeah. I know that's where it all starts.
Yeah, you know, that was me just briefly pandering to our right-wing audience. That was me pandering, you know, I said, oh, a Prius.
Yeah, that's unusual for you.
I mean, really, if it was, yeah, I mean, I, you know, if I was a different type of radio person, I would say, hey, you got a bunch of snowy owls in that Prius?
If I was so inclined. Or if you were the type who every day at 3:30 says something awful to some poor bitch called on this show. Some poor bitch who's just trying to get along and trying to call her favorite show. And
You know what it is because I had so much fun and Rob brought it up in the opening, I wanted to have another one and I thought it was appropriate.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't have guessed that sound, but I knew it. Once you guys said what it was, I knew exactly what you were talking about, because I would do that with tapes as well.
How's your day going, telling all your friends you're smarter?
No, I didn't say I would have guessed it.
See, it doesn't work with guys.
No.
What do you drive?
Saturn.
How long?
And now, now this guy, just because he's a guy, I know I can ask this. I know the answer. How long has it been that you've just not had what you want in life? Because every guy is going to say forever.
Right.
Yeah. What? All the time.
All the time.
Always. Not exactly the appropriate answer for how long has it been.
Mm-hmm. It would be forever.
It happens all the time.
Good for a Saturn owner, though.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, it's Robert.
Robert.
Hey, you guys are gods. But what is Spiewak's problem today?
What? Every day?
Why today?
No. He's looking a little pissier than normal today.
I'm not the one who affects a friend.
I'm going to give Rob a free pass here and say, Rob and I might be feeding off each other today.
I went to Anchorman specifically on your recommendation.
Yes, and?
I worked in the news business in San Diego, and I love Will Ferrell with his shirt off. It sucked.
You're an idiot.
Totally.
You're an idiot.
Who's pissy now?
You are getting... I will say, you know, and I'm trying to maintain objectivity here, because I don't like Will Ferrell, but I'm going to go see the movie. But you're getting more grief over this movie than we did when we hated Forrest Gump.
Let me just say, there were 28 million other people, or at least $28 million bills that crossed over one hand to another this weekend. All of those dollars can't be wrong. And I'm telling you, besides that, screw that. I stand behind it. It's funny. You don't know funny. My wife's a snob, and even she liked it. Hello?
He's gone.
You could just hang up.
Like the wind.
I wonder what he drives.
That's okay. What would that guy drive? That guy would... What's the crappiest guy? What's the worst? What's the crappiest? A Vega.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And apologies to anybody... Well, what the hell am I doing? If anybody's listening to the show right now, you're driving a Vega. Drive it off the road. Forget it. If you're driving a Vega, your life is over. You're listening to me right now in a Chevrolet Vega,
no need to...
forget it. Go to Home Depot and buy a hose.
No need to assassinate the Chevy Vega when you can take on the Nissan Quest.
Now, what's the Nissan Quest?
It's just a minivan. You could be the Dodge Caravan. You could be the Ford Windstar.
Well, you're still on the
minivan. You could be the Honda Odyssey.
What's going on, Odyssey? Here's Gary from Salt Lake. Gary.
What about the Element?
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Don.
Hi there, Gary.
Don, I just was going to ask you something. Has Bart ever been to a Elton John concert?
Elton John.
What does that
mean?
Is a gay. Okay. All right. Everybody, that's fine. Have fun. Have good fun at my expense. Just wait until next year when you see them go. And the Oscar goes to Will Ferrell. That's when you can line up to kiss my ass.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If I go, am I allowed to walk out if I really hate it?
Yes.
All right.
Sure. But you won't. You won't. You'll like it.
I might not go see it tonight.
Why?
I might go see it over the weekend.
Okay, whatever. You see it whenever. Whenever you like it.
Well, I'm dying to dive into this debate.
Whenever you see it, you'll like it.
I mean, I'm dying to dive in and to either be on your side or not on your side and, you know, one way or the other, get this out in the open.
You should go tonight. We'll phone ahead and we'll have your chair waiting.
The special chair.
Your barber chair.
And I want to find this guy, Gary, and French kiss him.
Hello.
Isolate that.
Don and Mike show. We got two good ones now. Rob is black as a thousand midnights. Uh-huh. Mike wants to kiss Gary.
I do.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
Good. I was going to say, I was actually going to guess the secret sound also. The little flip-top on the VCR tape, right?
You would have guessed that, huh?
Have you had a troublesome day not being able to generate an original idea?
No, I don't. Oh, come on. I was just sort of backing up. Maybe it wasn't as high, but maybe I figured it out.
I'm running out of gas with those.
Renee?
Yeah.
Hey, Renee?
Yeah, I figured it out because you mentioned it was VCR.
Hey, Renee?
Thing,
Renee?
Yeah.
Yes? I'll give you a tough one. You ready?
Are you going to hang up on me?
No, here's a brand new sound.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Okay. Here's the sound. Yeah, I hung up on you. What do you think I'm going to do? If I had the power, I'd shoot you.
I didn't know what you were doing over there. I thought you were going to play something.
No, see, when she said you're going to hang up, a sound effect would have been too good for her. The shut up sound effect would have been too good for that
I
woman.
Thought she was very nice.
Of course you did, Buzz.
The new secret sound is the sound of a self-important wench. That was from the pen of Spiewak.
I never wrote that.
He did. He wrote that for me.
Because I hate her. I hate Renee.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
We got to stop taking calls. We're running late. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, is this the guy with the Chevy Vega?
No.
No?
I'm calling to defend you on Anchorman. Right, that is the funniest damn movie.
I know, and I appreciate it. Hold on. Hey, I gotta hang up on you, dude. We gotta go.
Get rid of him before he damages your credibility.
I just lost the guy. Some guy was pissed and shocked from Sacramento driving a Chevy Vega. He was very incensed by the comment.
Really?
He hadn't heard? Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it burst into flames, but he's gone.
Chevy Vega.
Vega.
He's gone. Hello? Is this him?
Don and Mike.
Is this the guy with the Vega?
No.
No.
I thought Anchorman was freaking hilarious.
Of course it is. Thank you, my friend.
There you go.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Stay classy, all right?
Okay. See? Mike, you gotta go see it. Then you'll get all the hip catchphrases.
Then they're gonna sweep the nation.
You'll be lounging in your new chair, and before you know it, you're gonna
stay classy, Don.
Ron Burgundy for everybody. We have to break. You know, I just want to say something today. I came in a fine mood today.
What happened?
You guys.
What did we do?
I don't mean just you guys. I mean you listeners too.
Oh well.
Well, what did we do?
I don't know.
It's something.
We've been entertaining.
I know you have. I know you have.
I'm very happy.
I know you have, but I don't like it when everybody else hates. Whenever it's like you're infringing on my territory.
I came in kind of a mediocre mood until my pal Gary.
I'm allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you're allowed to hate.
And I love all women.
No, but you said something about me at the beginning, and I forgot what it was.
It wasn't cruel. It was just this guy looked
Elle
like you.
It was about the ugly guy that
looked like
you. You're
both very handsome.
I remember that. Now you're patronizing me, Buzz.
No, you'll see.
Now, and you get to get away with assaulting the minivan moms every day.
Well, one other thing I wanted to say before the break.
Right.
If somebody guesses the secret sound,
yes.
Can they also get an autograph photo of Rob Spiewak?
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's a good picture.
Okay. We couldn't get out of the first break without mentioning that.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm proud to say that again, in all the years I've worked with you guys, I have never sought the need to get a solo headshot.
Right.
Now, I understand.
Rob has a glamour shot now.
Rob has a glamour shot.
It's the best.
Where he's wearing a t-shirt and a suit jacket.
Sure.
And he's got one of his big old, fancy microphones, a shiny microphone.
It is an expression that I have never seen on his face.
It's an expression that says, I didn't know you were coming over, but as long as you're here, I'd be glad to entertain you.
That's exactly it.
Guilty.
I mean, what can I
say? We got to get them made up. You have to print those up.
It's the funniest headshot I've ever seen.
Funny because of its jiveness. That is why it's funny.
It is so jive, and you can see it if you buy a copy of Washington Wedding.
Oh, my God. Told you, I'm surrounded by whores. It's whore city around here.
Hey, Sailor, want a party?
This picture of Rob.
$5.
Oh, God.
This picture of Rob is fantastic.
It is. It's wonderful.
You got to get them made up. Can you get them made up?
I think so, yeah.
Please do.
Oh, yeah, please.
Get those right out.
In time for Christmas.
Those right out to the
Dear fan. Mike.
You bet. You know what I want.
Sooner, please.
All my best. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Imitate is the wrong word. It's not really an impersonation. He...
What? Say it.
Captures you.
He captures me?
Yeah, captures you.
Now, you listen, you little fruit basket. I am nothing like that sick f***. He's a pathetic, annoying nobody, and I am Hank f***ing Kingsley.
That's what I was saying.
Please leave. I'm sorry, did I forget to say now? There you go.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, it's not.
Hypno-larious.
No, it's not.
The Don and Mike Show.
It is not.
Sure it is.
We play Larry Sanders tapes all the time.
I've been happy on this show many, many times. I am
I'm exceedingly happy today. Because of all the joking and all the fooling around, this chair has truly made me happy. I'm not a hard person really to please.
Hey, Mike.
This is incredible.
Mike!
Yes?
When you're hot, you're hot.
Thank you, Don.
When you're not, you're not.
Well, and thank
Look
you.
Around, Cafe.
And thank you, Gary, who I haven't met yet.
We have stuff to give away today on the show. Round trip transportation, hotel accommodations at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, and tickets for boxing, HBO Boxing, Saturday, July 24. We'll give away two of those trips on today's show.
All right.
Also, the losers from The Amazing Race. Oh, the people last night on the show that were so annoying, Allison and Donnie.
Are they the dating couple?
They are. Mm-hmm. We have some clips that we'll play before they get on. They're the one she was constantly yelling at him, you're going the wrong way, you're going down the wrong street.
As they terrorize innocent South Americans.
So anyway, we'll have them on the show as well. The people from The Amazing Race, Allison and Donnie. And I guess Allison is such a big deal that she's doing many conference calls. So she can only get us in at a 15-minute window.
Of course.
But he's got all day. He said, call whenever you want.
Oh, that's nice. He's the cool guy. But they're not, like, linked, right? They're not engaged or boyfriend and girlfriend. They're just dating.
They had gone... Are they the ones that had gone out before and were thinking about getting back together? You know,
I think that was the couple we had last week.
There were so many of them on The Amazing Race to begin with. The only ones that I really remember are the two brothers, or the two guys that make pizza.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you know, the, not giving you the M word, the, you know, the...
Charla?
The dwarf.
Is it Charla or Charla? I don't know.
Or
if you watch it, don't watch much reality TV.
Oh, really?
Jerry Todd.
Too bad, Buzz. I think you'd like The Amazing Race. It's better than most reality shows.
I watched it the first season. See, you're the only one, and I guess Rob, too, because my TiVo went on the fritz, and I didn't get it on my TiVo, so I didn't see it. So you're the only... Was it as good as the previous week?
It was an outstanding episode.
Good.
So we'll have them on today as well. Now, I've got a couple of different phone numbers that I could call here from radio friends of mine. We've got a couple of minutes that I
could... Radio.
Swim in Lake Me for just a second. George McFly has called repeatedly. We've not talked to George on the radio in I think, over a year.
Now, he called you, a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, he keeps calling.
Have you returned his call privately?
I have not returned the call privately.
So this would be it.
Yeah. George is doing mornings, I think, at KALC in Denver. I think that's where he's working. So I've had that on my list. Call George McFly. Either do that off the air or on the air. Sometimes with George, on the air is better.
Yeah.
And then, as I mentioned yesterday... Beth Ann got an email from a guy who was a program director of mine, who I've mentioned on the air a couple of times, and he's not like a guy that I hated, or a guy that was always telling me, you're a dope, stop doing things that way.
He hated Buzz, though. Yeah.
He would yell at me, but what I didn't realize is that long after I was done working with him, he worked with Buzz and apparently treated Buzz very poorly.
Well, we didn't get along. Maybe it was a bad time for both of us. I don't know.
Now, all I'll ask you before I try to cold call this guy...
You are so charitable.
...is that Bill Garcia was a common radio name. Is this the same guy from 99X in New York, WNDE Indianapolis, and WDRQ in Detroit?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
It's Greg Garcia? No, it's Bill Garcia.
Bill Garcia.
Bill Garcia.
Yeah.
Okay. I had nothing but good things to say about the guy. He was a guy that treated me good on the way up. And I like it when we get a note from a guy, you know, that says, hey, you know, whatever this note says, you know.
What is the note? Why did he send the email?
It says, a friend of mine was listening to Don and Mike a couple of weeks ago and heard Don mention a former program director, Bill Garcia. I am Bill Garcia. Ever since I've been told about this, more people have told me. I've tried to get in touch with the show. He had great things to say about me, I hear. I emailed you. I have not yet received a reply. And then he goes through some stuff to prove that it's him. I hired him at this station, and this station, this station.
I hate to point out the obvious.
What?
On that email.
What's that?
The desperation in it. See, I don't know this guy.
I spent 40 years in the business. I'm semi-retired living in Massachusetts. I'd love to hear from Don and maybe get a portion of that show. I'd greatly appreciate you passing along the email.
No, I'm just kidding about that desperation.
That's the guy, Massachusetts.
You think it is?
So if he's semi-retired, then he's out of the business, and so that's all right.
So, here's my story with this guy, and then we can get to Buzz's story with this guy.
Didn't the Magic Christian describe himself as semi-retired?
See, we are feeding off each other today.
And others.
We really, really are. We are.
So when this guy
he
hired me.
He wants a job.
I don't think he does.
And a place to live.
He wants to live at your house.
Your guest.
No. Now, the other guy, he does.
Yeah.
Yes. George McFly, he does.
No, he wants my job.
He wants your job.
He's always wanted my job.
But he would want to live at my house if he had your job.
Yeah, sure. he'd want to come to work with you in the same car.
Yeah. So anyway, Bill Garcia, here's the story on this guy, at least my take. And then, Buzz, you tell me what relationship you had with him.
All right.
I was just turned 18 years old, full of piss and vinegar, working in Pittsburgh with Don Cox on the radio, the guy that would fire guns and stuff. I've told you about him. Anyway, Don Cox calls me in and says one day, hey, you're going to be fired on Sunday. They're firing all of us.
Mm.
And I'd been in radio, I don't know, 3 or 4 years at this point. I just turned 18. And I don't know anything about climbing my way up the radio ladder. I don't know, the guys worked their whole lives to get to New York. But some guy says to me, hey, there's an opening at 99X in New York. Why don't you send a tape if you're about to get canned?
Yeah.
So I send a tape to New York. This guy, Bill Garcia, calls me up. I fly to New York. I'm wearing, a denim jacket that I bought, like, at the Pants Corral for $11. So it was, like, the dressiest thing that I had.
That store's not around anymore, is it?
No, sadly, Mike.
What a great name. One of the great names in retail, the Pants Corral.
Sadly, man, the Pants Corral no longer with us. They specialized in Levi product, as I recall.
Pre-Gap.
Yeah.
And then the Gap had Levi's, and now the Gap doesn't have Levi's anymore.
Right. Now the Gap has the Gap brand.
The Levi's store has Levi's.
Yes, and the Gap band sang, you dropped a bomb on me.
Right.
And also,
not to be confused with the Daz band that sang Let It Whip.
Very right. Or the band, which just sang down on Cripple Creek or whatever that day. Was not Cripple Creek. What's that?
The night they drove Old Dixie down?
No, but I'm getting, now I'm getting them all mixed up now. There's something.
We were with the Gap Band and the Daz Band, and you flew into another
state.
Band.
I went just to the band.
Bob Dylan.
Because there was a group just called Just The Band.
And the band was a good band.
I get, they're not that great. I can't remember any of their songs.
All right, Will, it'll come to you.
Anyway, this guy, Bill Garcia, so he hires me in New York. I don't know anything about working in a major market. He flies me up. He takes me to the show.
Shocker Shaggy came in with
the
air.
Forget it. That's the band.
Oh, Joe got it?
Yeah.
Up on Cripple Creek.
Up on Cripple Creek.
So it's pretty, it is Cripple Creek.
She sends me. You know who likes that song?
Who?
Superman. What's his name?
Christopher Reeve.
Any opportunity.
Yeah.
Any opportunity to slander the infirm.
Doesn't he go kayaking there? Parasailing? Be like Weekend at Bernie's. He's parasailing.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Hello. Or it could be like, what about Bob? You know, hey, I'm sailing.
It could happen.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he hires me. Here's the deal with this guy. He hires me in the world's number one radio market.
Yeah.
Gives me a fantastic salary, and I go in after about a month and say, hey, listen, you know, I've got this wedding. This was when I was not even 18. On my 18th birthday, I pledged to marry my high school girlfriend, Dawn. Hello, biggest mistake of my life. We've already covered that. He said to me, well, being as you didn't tell me about this when I hired you, I can't just, you've been working here 6 weeks. I can't just let you take off a week now to get married. You should have thought about this with you when I hired you. So because I'm an idiot, I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to quit the job then at the country's most listened to FM radio station.
Oh, no. Wow.
And he said, I think this would be a bad career move for you. You know, you're only 18 and guys work their whole lives to get to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought that my ass didn't, I said, well, you know, I guess I should have told you, but see you later. Bye-bye. And because I was so...
Was it heated at all? It sounds like that would be... No?
No, it was not heated. He had long conversations with me. Mm-hmm. Say, please, you know, just call this girl, move your marriage, do whatever you got to do. It was a Saturday shift.
And he was right.
It was a Saturday shift. It was a...
So just a weekend deal?
Yeah, I just needed a weekend off, and I worked 6 days a week. I couldn't get the sixth day off. So I called, you know, my nutso girlfriend, and she said, oh, we can't change anything, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I should have said something to the guy when he flew me in, but
right.
I'm 17. I'm like 2 months away from turning 18. I think I'm going to get fired from one job. I'm about to be offered a job in the biggest market in America, and the guy says, when can you start? And I said, well, I guess right away. The last thing that I want to say to the guys, oh yeah, and in 6 weeks I need to take a couple of days off.
Right.
So I just thought, because I was young and stupid. Now I'm old and stupid, but young and stupid, forget it. I'll get through it.
And yet sort of inflexible by him.
Well, no, not really. Not yeah. really.
Just a day to get married.
Yeah,
right?
but when I
look... He sounds like he might have been a bit of a hard case.
Well, here's why I don't think he's a hard case, okay. Because I'm the one that walked out.
Right, I understand.
And I quit, and I went back, and my next job was in Evansville, Indiana, which is market like 287. Well, as I'm working my way back up the ladder... Mm-hmm. Over the next year and a half, I'm working for Gary Bezerkowitz in Providence, Rhode Island, and I get a call one day from Bill Garcia. Now, here's a guy that I never thought I'd hear from again. I'm pretty sure he hated me, and I thought that I hated him. He calls me up, and he says, you know, hey, whatever happened, first thing he says, how's that wedding going? How'd that marriage go? And I said, Christ, it lasted less than 6 months. And he said, I told you. Yeah. You know, that's just not how it goes. And then he said, I still think you're fantastic. How much money are you making? And I was making $175 a week.
Right.
And he said...
Plus sundries. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Providence.
In Providence, you would do... you called them billboards.
Uh-huh.
You would talk about mobster clubs. This is not a lie.
Yeah.
On your show, you'd just say, hey, 92 Pro FM, that's Bob Welch. Don't forget, go on down to Vito's down on 42nd Street. It's a fantastic club. And then once a week, you would go down and you would meet with a mobbed-up guy who would give you an envelope with $50 because you plugged his club on
that
the
was
air.
It. That's how it worked.
Do you think there was just a trace of Bill Garcia that was just trying... to make sure you didn't get married at age
18? I don't know. See, I don't know this, Rob. All I know is that...
You know, that'd be a great thing to ask him.
When he called me then and said, I will pay you... I was making like $175. He said, I'll give you $300 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking in Providence at $175 in Indianapolis at $300.
Right.
I said, goodbye, Providence.
Sure.
So now I get to Indianapolis, and there's Bill Garcia. And outside of calling me like all program directors did to say, why are you talking so much?
Mm-hmm.
He was really a pretty good guy.
Right.
Put me on an afternoon drive. The problem is, this time he got fired. I arrived at the station, and a month later, Bill Garcia got fired.
Oh, really?
So then he leaves. He leaves, and about 6 months later, he gets a job in Detroit. So now he calls me up. I'm still in Indianapolis, and he says... And incidentally, I've been fired from the station that we were at because they ended up, when they fired him, they fired all the disc jockeys.
Right.
So I went to another station in Indianapolis. He calls me and goes, I'm at WDRQ in Detroit. This is like the nation's fourth largest market. I got a job for you. You're my guy. I know it's the third time, but I'm telling you, this time we're going to make it work. And I said, you got it. Tell me what you need. And he said, here's what I need. I need to make sure that you don't get married and leave, that you don't have a crisis and leave, and we have to make sure that I don't get fired so that I don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so let's make a pact. You're going to come work with me in Detroit. We're going to do everything we can so I'm not fired.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is, no matter what happens, you can't quit.
Right.
Because I had a reputation in radio. If something didn't go my way, I would just say, hey, screw you, there's another station. I put my stuff in a U-Haul and leave.
Right.
So what I did was I sit the guy down because he was a friend at that point, still is, and I said, I'd be glad to take the job. I'm dying to get out of Indianapolis.
Sure.
I will only quit if two radio stations call me. And they're both such long shots, it'll never happen.
Right.
Either WLS in Chicago, my all-time favorite station,
right,
or WPGC in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked each other in the eye, and he said, that's a fair deal.
Mm.
If either one of those stations, because it was so mind-boggling,
yeah.
I had a reputation at that point as being a guy that was talented, but a guy that, if you told him to shut up, I might just get up and walk out and leave and,
right.
And like, ruin reputations, burn all my bridges.
Yeah.
So he said, we made the pack, we shook hands.
Right.
The poor son of a bitch. I'm working in Detroit less than a month. Scott Shannon calls me up.
From WPGC.
Gets the job at WPGC. And he says, hey, boy, how you want to come back home? And I just said, without thinking, yes, I'll take the job. You know, the money was about the same. I said, I'll take it.
Right.
Then I had to go to Bill Garcia. And now, this is now the second time that I've done this to him. I go in in his office. I'm not even unpacked yet. All my stuff is still in that's the city where I had sex with a midget. While Big Jim Ryan watched me in my empty condo.
That's one of the sicker moments in radio.
I hadn't even lived there long enough yet.
So when you walked into this guy's office, did he know?
Did he know by the look on your face?
I remember the day, like every day in Detroit when I worked there. It was gray and snowy, and I drove to Southfield where the station was, pulled my car and went upstairs, and I was doing like 6 to 9 at night. I had a nice cherry shift.
All right.
I liked Big Jim Ryan. He's a famous radio, some corporate guy now. Back when he was a good guy, we would party. I would come in early, hang around.
Right.
I got there about 2. I go in. I sit down at Bill Garcia's desk. He goes, "What's happened?" And I said, "You're not going to believe who called me." And he said, "WLS will not hire you." And I said, "You're right. WLS is not hiring me. WPGC is hiring me."
Oh.
And he was cool with it.
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
cool. He said, "That was the deal." The only maybe jerky thing that he said was something like, as I was leaving, and I remember it was nice. It was snowing, and we hugged, and we shook. And he says, "If you go there and your ass gets blown out, don't call me." He said, "If you go to that station, you got to stay there like 2 years. You can't."
He sounded like he was trying to guide. He sounds like one of the good guys.
And that's so I have fond memories of
him. Why did you hate him, Buzz? I was working at a radio station that was in a bad shape. It was playing music everybody could agree on, even the boss, but it was poorly managed, and eventually, because of that, it was taken over by the bank. Things got worse. The bank was poorly managed, and it was eventually taken over by the FDIC, the federal government. So it was just a mess. But at one point, the receivers, the temporary owners, if you will, brought in Bill Garcia to program and change it from music everybody could agree on to oldies. Now, I love oldies. But these were oldies from the 50s. This was the Kingston Trio and MTA. This was Connie Francis and Brenda Lee. And I just wanted wanted somebody to shoot me. I couldn't have been more depressed. And so I was less than happy and maybe a little troublesome. And he called me a loose cannon. And eventually we parted ways.
There you go. So did he fire you or did you quit?
I was eventually let go along with the morning newswoman because our salaries were too high. And you can sort of understand that with the station that's in that kind of mess.
Wow. All right, Rob, let's see. How about... we got to do a break. Call him and see if he'll come on the air the next break. Let's see if the guy's even at home. I got a home number for him here.
Is his real name Bill Garcia?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he knows your history. That's incredible.
And I think if he's still married to the same woman, Rob, you wouldn't approve. It's a mixed marriage. As I recall.
Rob.
He's a mess anyway, Rob. He's like Mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Rob on the phone.
Hi, right, best to you.
Hi, Rob.
I better turn that off so we don't hear. You know, get the guy's voice on the air without his permission. And
you just confirmed it is the same guy, by the way.
Oh, with the marriage comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys, I mean, he sounds like one of the good guys. He really does sound like one of the good guys.
I loved him as a young guy that was coming up, especially when I had the rap. Everybody would say about me, program directors would sit me down and say, "You're incredible, you have great charisma, blah, blah, you're great with the records, but you just don't know when to shut up."
You want to leave him a message?
Yeah, leave the message. Okay. Hold on.
Bill, hang on for a message from Don Geronimo.
Hey, Bill, I'm trying to call you on the radio. I'll try you again sometime. Hey, man, Mike Elston hates you.
No, that's not entirely fair. We just didn't get along.
He hates you. I like you. I'll call you tomorrow.
Very good.
Okay, bye-bye. Mike Elston has had awful things to say about you.
Thanks to Brenda Lee.
I've had nothing but nice things to say.
Glowing.
Remember, who? Let's review. Who likes you?
Michael Soares.
That's me. Who doesn't like you?
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
But please say hi to my my new friends.
Michael Mara.
Hi, Bill. I'm a big fan of your brother's movies.
Andy.
Hello to you and yours.
Okay, so we'll call you sometime on program directors that I've known.
La la.
Bye-bye. And there you go. Well, wow. Guy not there, but buzzing.
That's just like him.
I bet tomorrow we'll get through to him. and just maybe tomorrow, if we've got 3 or 4 spare hours, we'll call George McFly.
And great if we get that guy, Bill Garcia, on is we've heard your side of the story.
Yes.
And, you know, it's always interesting to hear Bill's side of the story.
Yeah.
Because there's always a few things that are not included.
Well, sometimes, Mike, yes.
Like, you know, maybe you came in there with a shotgun or something.
Yeah, right. I came in with a shotgun.
No, that was me.
You.
Sorry, Buzz.
Phone scan time right here, right now. Let's take some on-screen calls. 877-365-3636 from America, Canada, 800-636-1067. We don't have anybody tell you what to say, tell you you're on the air. You just call up right now.
Come on, you loose cannons.
With a rotating random phone scan. And if there would be any term that I would use to define Buzz,
yeah.
Loose cannon
no way.
Would not be... I mean, Buzz is like...
That's what I'm saying. He's nuts.
Buzz is a lovable hippie type
dude.
Sure. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, more like a cannon that fires blanks.
Oh.
Well, that's a different story.
Ouch. Ouch. We will be right back with the phone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonogram?
Well, of course it is. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Non-blue and your calls right now at 877-365-3636 with the phone scan so that we can get the people from The Amazing Race on. And then we'll give away the trip to Atlantic City, the trips to Atlantic City, courtesy of HBO. There you go. Your mic on now, Mike?
My mic is on.
Okay. We are ready to roll. Oh, and listen, if you love to laugh, stand by for action.
Very good.
That's right. It's returning. Even with the new FCC guidelines, make Beth Ann laugh today.
It's her debut, and she's very excited about it.
So we'll give away some trips to Atlantic City if you animals can make her laugh. But first, your phone calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering on the Redskin football games. I was listening to Larry Michaels, and they're
introducing... Hey, excuse me, could you slow down a little bit? I'm having trouble understanding you. Can you speak a little slower, please?
I'm sorry, Don.
Can you just start over?
Yes, I'm a fan of the WGFK radio, and I was wondering why you're not going to be involved...
Okay, hold on. I got you up to... I'm a fan of the what radio? Can you
WGFK.
Please? You said it too fast.
WJFK.
I've never heard of that station. Say, start over again and speak very slowly, please.
WJFK here in Maryland. The radio station.
Yes. Oh, the radio station we work at.
Yes.
In Maryland.
Yes.
Yes. What about it?
I was wondering why you weren't going to be involved in any of the Redskin stuff. I was listening to Larry Michaels. And they're introducing the people that's going to be on it, and they are sounding so boring.
Aren't our studios located in Silver Springs?
They are. And Dan Snyder's hates me.
Yes.
Dan Snyder's hate me. That's why I'm not going to be involved. Thank you, though, for your call.
Thanks.
And ladies and gentlemen, give it up, please, for Hall of Fame linebacker Sam Hall.
There he is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Have a good day, Sam.
Good talking to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Fantastic show. Always been a big fan. But I am Rob Ace B-Wax number one fan, and I would just be honored if you could send me one of those headshots.
Yeah, people want them. There
Rob?
You go. I knew there'd be a demand for these, Rob.
Rob, will you make those available?
Eventually.
How about if you were to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope along with a nominal charge for handling?
Just the handling fee is all we need.
Rob, how much would it cost to run off a bunch of
them? I would have to call the lady who took the
What do you
picture.
Think? We give a ballpark.
I would say $50.
$50.
$50.
Uh-huh.
Hey, look at that.
$100.
Look at Mr. Big Spender with his brand new chair now.
Yeah.
Mike pulls out his wallet and you gonna do it?
He's naked without cash.
There he is.
Good.
Now, if I may ask, will that $50 include a personalized message and signature from...
What I was going to ask is...
There it is, a crisp $100 bill.
I will get $100 worth of headshots.
Including I would like one for the restaurant wall.
Oh, God.
I seriously would.
Thanks.
Oh,
wow. Look around, Cafe.
And I would like one.
Welcome to this edition of Whore to Whore.
I cannot be bought.
And, Don, don't you want one personalized for the office? For our office, don't you think we should have one?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean it. Can
eight
you
by
get
10
that?
Or 11 by 14?
8 by 10. 8 yeah. by 10.
I will speak to the lady who took the pictures and get them made up immediately.
That crisp $100 bill that I just handed you is so you can get that done pronto.
You bet.
Hello.
I'll put it on your chair.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Nip it in the bud.
What can we do for you? Hello.
Nip it in the bud.
All right. Heard you the first time, for goodness sakes. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I just want to let you know that I just saw that van you were talking about yesterday with all the writing on it.
Oh, I can't. I can't tell you how many people in my neighborhood are really pissed at me.
Oh, really?
There was fallout after my subdivision.
Well, you know, here's the thing. when I go places, you know, because I very rarely leave my house except to go to the same places.
Right.
So it's the gas station, it's the post office, it's Safeway, it's CVS.
And, you know, even though there's a large population base where you live, it is kind of a small town.
It is remote. However, I stand out like a sore thumb. Mm. So, and I guess, like, with the T-shirt I'm wearing today. Okay, I have a bright T-shirt on that says Big Kahuna Burger.
Very subtle.
My kid got me this shirt. It's a Pulp Fiction shirt.
That is a very interesting T-shirt in the collar area, where it has almost a turtleneck top, like a mock tee.
No, it doesn't. It just has a large... A large...
Crew neck, yeah.
Not even crew neck. What do you call this?
It's like, it's a
mock turtleneck.
It's not a mock turtleneck. It's a T-shirt.
But it's
a T-shirt that has a red ring around the neck and two red rings around each of the sleeves.
But see, the red ring around the neck is oversized.
So says you.
You don't believe me?
I think it looks great.
It does look great.
I happen to have a size 18 neck. So perhaps...
No, it has nothing to do with the size of your neck. I'm talking about the length of the collar.
The width of the band.
And when I first saw it, I thought you were wearing one of your, like, Redskins turtleneck things underneath the T-shirt.
Oh, my.
I mean, but I'm not dissing you.
Just because you are happy in your new chair.
Well, you don't be jealous now.
I can't help it, Mike. I am terribly jealous.
Sure. You're jealous.
You got a tear apart. I got a simple T-shirt that I like. Meanwhile, you're over there in luxury handing out $100 bills saying, go buy pictures of yourself.
I am feeling gleeful today.
Oh, but I got to tell you, so I go into a Safeway today. Uh-huh. And I'm just walking in, just getting some supplies. Right. Woman, I don't know her from Adam. She says, excuse me, sir. And I said, yes. And she said, I just want to say something to your face as a member of this community. And I remember when your son played T-ball, and I remember when you coached basketball because you were a good coach and everybody liked you. And what you had to say yesterday on the show and the names that you called that woman were absolutely irresponsible. And you're awful. And I said to her, excuse me? She said, are you talking about the... she said, you're the one that talked about writing on the back window of the minivan.
You're having an altercation in the supermarket.
Yes, wow. And I said to this woman, I said, yes, I did. And she's speaking louder than I am. I said, yes, we did talk about that. I brought it up. I think the way for parents to support their kids in this type of thing is, even if you want to write something on the car that says, go team, well, that's okay.
Right.
Go and show up and support the kids. I said, but this mom had written on the side, go win.
Fight and win.
Fight and win. Yeah. Underlined, let's go. I said, seemed a little gung-ho to me. And she said, why all the name calling? And at that point, I hadn't even remembered.
Yeah.
I said, what? I said, and this is where I really dug myself at home. I'm standing right at the entrance to Safeway. Mm-hmm. People are watching. I said, hey, listen, I will cop a plea to whatever I say. I said, but I did not call that woman a name. I'm positive. Mm-hmm. And then she leaned forward and she said, you called her a bitch. I said, Oh, right. I said, it was the visor thing. I said, it was the visor. Anyway, she just said...
It was only four times.
She said to me something along the lines of, I used to think differently of you.
Uh-huh.
And then she said what people love saying, you've lost a listener forever. And
as
she walked away, I said, well, when you read on the news tomorrow morning in the newspaper that I've driven my car off a cliff, that'll be the reason, because I had lost a listener forever. And then she said something as I was walking away, something, and I wanted just so much to scream at her, but at this point people were looking at
me. Oh boy.
You know, and then so anyway,
in your grocery store,
in my grocery store.
Wow.
And you saw the car?
Yeah, it was on 495, and it's like you can barely read the back window. It was all scrunched up there together. Yeah.
That's right. Those poor kids, driven by that mom with her Calvin Klein visor on.
I could have pulled up beside her and looked at her, but I couldn't get that close to her.
You know what, I mean, here's the deal. You know, when you get confronted like that, you can't really tell her the truth, can you? You can't really look her in the eye and go, lady, I'm just having a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having a little fun, and I was annoyed, but I mean, come on, we tweak it up.
Yeah, I know we do, but there's a part of me that really does feel that way.
Yeah, but do you not agree, though, seriously, if you try to answer somebody who is that hostile, who doesn't get it to start
serious,
with,
yeah, that's
you know, true. I mean, you don't, I mean, you're a rational individual, but, you know, we tweak it up when we're here. I mean, that's what we do.
But that woman did get me mad. Yeah. And those pennies at the gas station got that other guy mad, too.
I mean that about what I said about the minivans, though.
Hello. Oh,
sorry.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah,
see, Mike, you don't have to go anywhere where they know you. We're like ladies in minivans would come up to you and say, you're an awful guy for saying minivans are awful.
I know. I don't go anywhere where they know me.
I look around cafe.
I mean, every day almost about what happens. Whether it's
Hanks, look around
whether
cafe.
It's you, whether it's you saying it or me saying it. But, you know, but I don't get that.
Do they come up to you like about the minivan thing, though?
They come up to me about everything. And the thing that the minivan was not addressed.
Huh.
It was not addressed. But,
interesting.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's tough. I don't think I've ever been confronted like that. I really don't. I think
for whatever
I've
reason,
had people that have said nasty things, but I don't think I've ever had, boy, that is the brass on that woman to do that.
Well, consider where I live. Wow. I mean, you know, that's part of what's funny about what you say about women in minivans. I'm sure most of those women all live within a one-mile radius of my house. Those self-important women in their minivans who can't be bothered with anything else. Are you the one? Let me, and this is the tone, let me tell you something, okay? I listen to your show, and I turn it down when the kids are in the car. And I like you, and I like your wife, and I've even listened to the show. But after what I heard yesterday, you have lost a listener forever. Forever. Forever.
Oh, God.
I'm dying over that. I'm dying over that in Safeway.
Yeah.
Listen, go get your waxed beans. Get out of my face. go take your sweater and tie it around your... do that preppy thing. Tie it around your shoulders, honey. That looks good, darling.
I'll meet you at the club for dinner tonight. And we can talk about the disc jockey who's commenting on the van with the writing on it.
Jerk face.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
We like calling this the listener's friend.
Yes, here we go. Someone who cannot process the fact that they are on the air right now.
Don and Mike show is the listener's friend. It's a listener-friendly environment.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, how are you? You're next.
How are you guys?
I'm sorry, we don't have time for you. You're too stupid! Dumb ass! We spent 15 minutes saying hello to you. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, buddies.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for Rob. I want to know when he's going to release the headshot with the Dirty Sanchez signature.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now everybody's taking the Rob picture to a new level.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I got to continue on the Rob picture. I was just on eBay. The counterfeits have already hit the internet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Canada calling.
Right on. Welcome, Canada.
The whole country.
Listen, I got something that's might be a little bit out of context now, but that whole Superman at Cripple Creek, wouldn't he be quadrasailing rather than parasailing?
You know
like
what?
Quadriplegic.
You know what? You snuck that one in, you son of a bitch, because you told a joke.
It wasn't a joke. Yeah. It was a continuation of Speewax thing.
Thought, really. No, it's a Canadian violation.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
And it's, you know, it's really, it's violating the main directive, which is ever forward.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like them French fried potatoes.
What the hell was that?
Sound like Stick.
All right, then.
That's a guy that had a whole prepared comedy bit ready.
Was that Stick or was that South Park? I mean, singing.
It sounded like both.
It could have been either. And what a compliment that is for Sticks, if that was Stick.
Sailing away.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Two things, very quickly. I have totally seen, I teach at a private school in Bowie, Maryland, and I see the writing on the side of the vans all the time. I see the fancy moms with the breast jobs, and I keep thinking to myself, for God's sakes, we live in Bowie. You know? If you're so fancy, live in Potomac. Let me tell you how pathetic our graduation was. Okay. Dennis Murphy was there.
Oh, no.
Dennis Murphy was at my eighth grade graduation 3 weeks ago.
I'm looking beautiful ladies in Chicago.
What was Dennis Murphy doing at your eighth grade graduation?
Apparently, he's the uncle of an eighth grade girl there.
Wow.
And he's, can I just say this? He's a gracious man.
Yes,
he is a gracious man. You're dead on with that.
Very one gracious. Hand, one heart. He made sure to give me a copy of his CD immediately.
Oh, that's nice.
We hadn't even left the church yet.
Can you imagine anything worse? You're taking your 8-year-old for the 8-year-old graduation to get him into middle school, and then Dennis.
Well, he doesn't realize now is the 8th grade moms that are busily tracking him down now, identifying who exactly that teacher is.
Right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don, did you see me in Anchorman?
Get out of here, Mike Landis. Would you stop that? Hi. Don and Mike Show. Hello. You know who is in that, though? It's Kent Shocknack. A guy from Los Angeles who really looks like one of the guys that does the news on The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Hi.
Ken Brockman.
Hello. Hi, this is Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
And I am driving around in my minivan with my two kids listening to Don and Mike in Marlboro.
Thank you for that.
And I want to know, what is Mike's deal with minivans?
Nothing?
Okay.
Nope, I got no problem with them, lady.
Because I like Mike.
I'm A-okay. Well, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Hold on. You like Mike and you love Buzz?
Yeah, and I want to know, will we ever hear from Buzz's wife? We hear from Freedom.
Where are you on your way to now?
I am on my way to drop my kids to their grandparents because I'm going to the hospital for my friend who they're going to pull the plug on tonight.
Had to be done sometime. You know how to shut me down. That's for your friend who they're going to pull the plug on?
Yes. He developed a blood clot last night, and it caused a heart attack, and right now he's on respirator. So.
And it's nice to know that in this time... that you thought to call our radio show.
Yes, and complain about me in minivans.
No, but she really likes you, Mike. And she loves Buzz.
I just wanted to know. And, you know, it's like I like listening to Buzz and the news. And, you know, sometimes I feel so bad for Buzz because he can never finish the news. But
you know, can I offer just a...
Poor Buzz has got it so bad on this show.
Can I offer a tiny piece of advice?
Yeah.
When you're around family, friends in this very, very trying moment this evening.
With this guy that's going to pull the plug on.
I want you to try to do something that's going to be very hard for you to do, okay?
Oh, goodness. What's that?
During the entire experience, when you do that tonight, try. Just try not to force your opinions on all those other people.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Right.
See if you can just keep it in check for maybe like a 3-hour period.
Oh, gosh, Mike, I wasn't doing that.
Gosh, Mike, she wasn't doing that.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure that this whole thing is as painless as possible.
Have a happy plug-pulling party.
Thank you, Dawn.
All right, have a very nice
evening. Bye, Buzz.
Bye.
Bye. Love you all.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a call from a minivan.
Mike, I'm with you.
I rest my case.
I'm with you.
I'm going to pull the plug on a friend. Ass.
A frosty, cold, unfeeling minivan.
Hang on.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. That might be the funniest. Oh, we've gotten it in a long time.
I heard him. I heard him.
Hang out. I
heard him. Going to pull the plug. Mom, Dad, bunch of minds the kids. We're going to pull the plug.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah,
Don.
Don and Mike.
Hey, you're the last caller, my friend.
How's your plug?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just got out of jail about 45, I spent 45 days in there.
Of course.
And I had a question for Don.
Yeah, I'm here. Sure. Yes. I'm the prisoner's friend, sir.
Yeah, Don, did your bathroom ever get done? I know it was 2 weeks, but that is
no way.
Here's the guy that's been in the joint.
His first call.
Wants to know if your bathroom got finished. I love that.
Is that it?
Sir, yeah, the truth is, it's done.
God, you gotta love dropping your morning deuces and that.
I do, and it's spectacular.
The bathroom bigger than yourself.
My friend. my unjustly prisoned friend. God, if only we could go through our penals and, you know, think about this. Why do they call it a penal system?
Yeah, well.
So,
I hope you didn't.
Because that's all you can get while you're in there.
If only we could go through and plunk out every innocent, good-hearted man like you and put all those women driving minivans in jail.
You want to be like Castro. Open the prisons. Send them all out into the streets.
Listen, you're the last person on the phone scan, so you have the complete second season of 6 Feet Under on DVD. That's an HBO show special 5-disc boxed set from HBO.
Right on.
All right, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on just a second. Right. Here you go. Yeah, that is the melting pot that is known as the Don and Mike Show.
What a wonderful phone scam.
When we come back, the losers from the amazing race last night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My name is Don, and I'm scared of that guy that was doing that commercial.
Me too. He's Neil Clark Warren.
He don't have OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free and voice-activated wireless phone that's built right into OnStar-equipped vehicles.
I love this system. After you program your phone numbers and give them name tags, all you have to do is press the white dot button and say call home or call out the digits to say any phone number, and OnStar does the rest. The call comes through your stereo speakers. You've got the volume control on your radio that's right there to turn it up and down. It's fantastic. It's the best audio I've ever had on a phone.
Neil Clark Warren presses the button. You know what happens? Windshield wipers go off.
Ah.
No additional long distance or roaming charges. OnStar Personal Calling. Available in most markets. Pleased to be visiting OnStar.com for more information.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
WKKL.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. Let's salute Baltimore live, 105.7. Yeah, WXYV.
Hey, hey, hey.
Buffalo, 92.9 WBUF. Tampa Bay, WBZZ, The Buzz. Dallas. That's a middle-of-the-night thing in Dallas. 105.3, Live 105. And, okay, San Francisco, KYCY. The Amazing Race was on last night. We've said a long time ago this was the best of all of the reality shows.
It is a lot of fun, and they're in South America now.
And this year's is really good. The losers last night were Allison and Donnie. Before we get them on the phone, here's a couple of highlights of these two kids. These two crazy in love kids. Listen to how good they get along.
Right.
Hard to believe that they didn't win last night.
Don't run up the whole aisle in front of a bus. Let's stay together and be less simple, okay?
That was Allison. She's getting upset by the soccer moms.
Wow.
Because they were going to get hit by a bus.
Right.
Now, here's Allison. She's still very upset from last night's Amazing Race.
Would you read the map?
We know how to climb the street, Donnie. We're going to lose.
We're going to go back to the alley.
What?
I was so mad at her because she was constantly yelling at me instead of trying to help ourselves out of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Explain to her, they had two challenges.
Johnny and Allison,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they had two challenges. They could either walk eight dogs for a mile through the streets of this country following a map to get to their next treasure.
Right.
Or they could go into a discotheque where there was a foam party. And they were dropping down these gigantic rubber balls, and inside the rubber balls...
No, everyone had to go to the foam party. They had to go to the gay tango thing.
Oh, that's right. There's so many challenges on this show. They go to a gay tango club where
right.
there are maybe 20 gigolos that all roughly look the same,
right.
dancing with women, and you would have a picture, and you'd have to find the guy that matches the picture, but they all looked the same.
Now, when they went to the foam party, you said they dropped down, balloons with, there were balls?
Big balls.
How did they get the clues out of the balls?
They had to break the balls.
Oh, okay.
Thank they you. Did. And here's one, and then we'll talk to these people. Here's my favorite cut. This is Allison giving Donnie an ultimatum, and gosh, if this doesn't sound like it came right out of my own car, listen to this sweet woman tell this poor man what he's doing wrong.
Pray for death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what he's doing.
Oh, my.
Donnie, you need to stop and read the map right now. Why are you looking around? Donnie, why can't you find it? Why don't you ask someone?
Shut up.
Mine keeps having sex. Are you kidding me? We didn't pass by three checkpoints.
Yeah, this is the worst one ever.
Well, then you know what? We're done.
Did she just say we're not having sex?
No.
It had something to do with other people.
Oh, okay, all right.
Here now, here is Allison and Donnie. Hey, kids.
Hey.
Wow. Hi there. Welcome to the show. Wow.
Donnie, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, actually.
Wow. And Allison, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, you guys. there are so many couples on The Amazing Race. Are you the guys that went together and then broke up and then couldn't decide and got back together?
We were the guys that went there undecided and then came out without.
So when you ended the experience of The Amazing Race, are you guys a couple any longer?
We're not now, but we were at the time.
You're no longer a couple.
You were at the time. I bet that makes you feel good, Donnie.
You're what I had to go through.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure that they edited out a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you only knew.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad. Allison, why? As I was watching the show last night, I couldn't listen. I have to ask, why are you yelling at him all the time?
I'm yelling at him because he thinks that he was doing the show all by himself and that I wasn't part of his team. He wanted to do the physical parts, he wanted to do the mental parts, and he really couldn't handle both. So I was trying to keep him in check.
When you
didn't work because we were eliminated.
Now, when you guys first started,
I'd like to point out you were both beaten by a midget.
When you first started, and this question is for both of you, and you know, because I'm sensing we have to police this couple a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, Allison, maybe you can answer this question first. When you started this this great race out, The Amazing Race, what was the state of your relationship? Did you think that the relationship was sound, or did you think, hey, we're just going to try this as a lark?
At that time, I thought the relationship was pretty sound for Donnie and I. We've always been on and off for 4 years, but mm-hmm. at the time, we were together, and we decided we were going to do the race together and leave together, but not exactly what happened.
And Donnie, the same question for you. When you started this out, did you have in your mind the fact that, well, I'm gonna participate in this with her, but that's gonna be it?
I had in my mind that I wanted to win 60, and that's pretty much what it came down to for me, and I'm sure as well as her.
You wanted to win what? I couldn't hear you, Donnie. I'm sorry.
I wanted to leave with 6 figures after the race.
Oh, you wanted to leave, get okay. the money, right? Right.
So Donnie was in it for the money, and you know.
And Donnie,
I don't know how that makes Allison feel.
At any point, I mean, I can't imagine being what I saw on TV. But at any point, did Allison ever show you her softer side?
Yeah. Well, if that side exists, I haven't found it yet. So.
Ooh.
Well, you have the chance.
I'm just curious as to whether you guys have great makeup sex.
We've had some moments.
You've had some moments. So you go and you're on the show, and now you're doing the parade where you know you're being interviewed by everybody, and their brother is being the latest losers. Did you ever want to kill the twins when you were on the show?
I like the twins personally.
You like the twins?
Yeah, I feel like the same way. They were really nice.
Bob has no trouble understanding why Allison likes the twins.
Allison, how do you feel about the soccer moms?
I like the soccer moms, too. I actually like almost everybody on the show this year.
Allison, who didn't you like of the teams that... But yeah, besides Donnie. Besides Donnie, who don't you like?
Yeah, I didn't like Marsha.
And which one is Marsha?
She's the one that her father hurt his knee in the
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and that's more embarrassing.
Daddy.
That's more embarrassing.
Yeah, that was awful.
That's more embarrassment for you guys that you beat by a crippled old guy. And, hold on a second.
You're really bringing my pride up right now.
Hold on. We got help here with a guy named Dave calling us from Vermont. Ah. We should have known this about Allison. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, Allison, what's the next reality show you're going to be on?
Geez, I hope none.
Do you know she was on Big Brother?
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's right.
A couple days ago, she was on Big Brother.
So, Allison, you got the whole system figured out, huh?
Not really.
You know what, Donnie? You know what we call
not
someone?
On top of this one.
Donnie, you know what we call someone like Allison? A two-time loser.
Oh, God.
Couldn't cut it on Big Brother, couldn't cut it on The Amazing Race.
But seriously, Allison, would you do another reality series? Would you do another show?
As long as Donnie wasn't my partner, yeah.
Oh! Oh, man. She's a grizzled veteran of the reality wars.
And Donnie, would you ever go on another show with Allison unless it was something like Kill My Girlfriend, Please?
No, I would go with the midget before I went with her.
Donnie, how is your love life right now? Are you seeing anybody?
I've had a bad experience with the last one, so I'm going to stay away from them for a little while.
Oh, wow.
And Allison, what's next in your future? Are you thinking about shopping yourself to the WB?
What are you going to do, Allison? What are you up to next? Are you involved with anybody right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not even trying to get involved with anyone.
Oh, my God. You two have just alienated each other for any other, you know, love interest.
Now, is there any chance that there's, like, a twist, a surprise, and then somebody gets invited back on this show that you might be back on, or are you really gone forever? Or can you not say? What?
Yeah, you guys are going to have to tune in for that one.
And, you know, I asked this of the last couple that we had on the show. How is the bungee jumping into the pool? Was that as scary as it looked?
I was petrified.
Because, I mean, that seriously looked about as scary as it gets, even if you don't have a fear of heights.
Yeah, well, being the first person to go down it, too, didn't exactly help, so.
I mean, you really have no idea. Do you ever sense, because you're in a foreign country, that maybe things aren't up to spec as far as when they... Does that ever cross your mind?
Everything is not up to spec.
They're in South America, and they're going to bungee jump. You ever think, well, I hope the South American workers were successful in attaching the things properly? Or is it an American crew that does it?
Well, we just didn't look down. That was our biggest goal. So.
Man, Allison, speaking of foreign country, was it you that was just screaming out the window of the car at people? Like, you didn't really speak the language, but you did that American thing where you're like, hello, do you understand me?
No, I think that was the midget's partner.
The midget's partner. Allison, and Scott the Dwarf is going to come down here and kick all of
little
us.
Beat. Allison, have you,
have you
considered bungee jumping onto The Apprentice next?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
That'd be that works.
And, Donnie, have you gotten any good feedback from other women? I know the show was just on last night, but have you gotten any feedback from women? I'm thinking you could really play this card. Go, oh, you poor baby. That woman.
I've gotten a lot of comments from older women.
Yeah, let mommy make it better.
That's about as far as it's gone.
There you go.
Absolutely. So which show was better to be on? Was it Big Brother or was it this one, Allison? Which one did you like more?
I had more fun on The Amazing Race, I think. It was just me around the world.
I have a question for you guys about playing the game. There was one point when there was a stalemate between the black couple and the twins. They both got to the cab at the same time, and they would not give it up. Right. If you had been in that situation, would there be any sense in them trying to share the cab so they could both get there at the same time? It drove both me and my wife crazy.
I don't think they could fit. Yeah, there's no way to fit in the same cab. Those cabs weren't very big.
So. So that answers that the cabs weren't big enough to accommodate it. Donnie, do you live in constant fear, even though you're apart? Do you live in constant fear of Allison?
Not at all.
I do.
As much fear in her direction as
even on this phone interview, I'm kind of afraid of her.
Allison, did you get to spend any time with Julie Chen when you were on Big Brother?
No.
Did you ever see her make out with a man named Leslie Moonves?
No, but I heard it happened often.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
She's had a ton of work done.
She has. She's amazing.
We had a picture of her yesterday from some good plastic surgery site.
Oh, man.
How's she look in person? She look good, Julie Chen?
She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Well, this plastic surgery website really showed the before and after, and man, she had lots of work done, but it was all good.
She used to look like Margaret Chow.
A dollar well spent, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Would you ever consider plastic surgery, Allison?
Maybe if it was done on Donnie.
Now, wait a minute. Donnie had a little cackle there. Donnie.
She's already had her plastic surgery.
Oh! what has she had done?
She had a nice little nose job.
Oh, boy. Donnie.
Hold on, and hold on. Here's another one of our callers. Here's Dave from New York who says, you guys are dating again. Well, now, wouldn't they know? Dave, you're on the air.
They told us they're not.
Right. They called the Rochester radio show, the morning show the other day, and said that they were dating again.
Well, maybe between that interview and this interview, maybe they've broken up. Well, what's the status, kids?
No, there's no dating. We maintain a very distant relationship.
Yeah, we break up like every other week, and this week, hopefully, for good.
For good.
So you're like, what, break up to make up? That you guys are all the time breaking up and making up?
Used to be.
Yeah, it's been like that for 4 years now.
Well, that's the makeup sex.
Do you blame the show for the final breakup?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Donnie, don't you ever think you could do better?
I doubt it.
Oh, I doubt it. There's part of the problem. Well, I think Donnie may have put the last nail in the coffin with the comment
plastic
about the
surgery.
Nose job. Yeah.
So how long ago did you have your nose job done, Allison?
My left nostril collapsed like 2 years ago. I had it fixed, but that was it.
Yeah. Your left nostril collapsed?
Medically necessary,
yeah.
Don.
Was the nose... Do you get the nose job after another guy broke up with you?
No.
Hey, Donnie. Does the midget have dirty fingers?
What's that?
the little person.
We used to have a dwarf who worked
Scott
on
the
our
dwarf
show.
Dwarf is going to come down here and he's going to kick you.
Mike, they even they call her a midget on the show.
Well, midget, but
well,
you know,
box.
Even that doesn't make it right.
All
right,
she's so strong though. I don't know how you can downplay her. She's so strong, and she's still in the race, and we're not.
Does she have dirty fingers though?
No.
She does not have dirty fingers.
That close.
You You're see, scared. Kids. Don is referring to a Scott the dwarf who was an intern on our show. And who worked cleaning jewelry and always had dirty fingernails.
Oh.
That's why we always ask
little,
him.
Little stubby hands, always very dirty.
Always with dirty fingernails.
Well, it was great talking to you.
I say that these two are going to get back together. I sense it from this interview.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
I don't know. Allison, you remind me a lot of a charming lady I know named Frida.
Yeah, that's his wife. That's a compliment.
That's my number.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both for being on the show. And if you get back on The Amazing Race, we'd love to have you back on again.
Good luck in your travels, you guys, okay?
All right. Thanks for being on. All right. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
See you later. There they go.
Sonny, you need to stop and read the map right now. Why are you looking around? Sonny, why can't you find it? Why don't you ask someone?
Shut up.
Mine keeps having sex.
Listen to her. It's worse than that woman that went up to me in Safeway today.
It's just tough to find anything good about her.
Donnie's going to be on another reality show called Digging a 6-Foot Hole.
I'm Jeff Probst. Welcome to Shallow Grave.
There you go. There she is. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Wow.
That's Donnie and Allison. They're the big losers now on The Amazing Race.
Would you read the map? You gotta climb the street, Donnie. We're gonna lose.
We gotta go back to the alley.
What?
I was so mad at her because she was constantly yelling at me instead of trying to help ourselves out of the situation.
Right on.
He
is the kind of guy, though, that will come back to that.
Yeah, it's will.
I was so mad at her, but then I went back because
I'm not so mad. And how about that? They're on some show in Rochester a couple days ago. Just gotten back together.
I would bet, based on what I know from these type of relationships, she probably has one appreciable skill. I'm just thinking. She might.
I bet she doesn't have that skill.
You don't think? I think.
But
she would have to.
I bet she thinks she has that skill, but I bet she doesn't have that skill.
Perhaps we have Donnie on the show alone, no? Without the troublesome Allison.
I wonder how that nostril collapsed.
You know what I bet that is like? I bet that's like when we go to the store and get those big rawhide chew toys.
Right.
You give one of those fresh out of the bag to your dog, and your dog goes...
Yeah, it goes nuts.
And, you know, just left,
right,
up, down. You know, it's like, here you go. That's right. Oh, that's... Allison, that's so good.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Wow.
All right. Thank you to them from The Amazing Race. Now, kids, who wants to laugh?
I do. Everybody.
Everybody does, but there's only one person that matters in this contest. As we play in the brand new age of censorship and FCC standards.
Yes, and remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
One of our favorite games, Make Us Laugh.
Yeah.
But today, the good news is you don't have to make me laugh, or Mike, or Robbie, or Buzz, or even Joe. Today, it's the fairer sex.
Yes. Our lovely new producer.
Bethann McBride will be in here. You called us at 877-365-3636. Now, there's all kinds of jokes we don't tolerate, and we'll have to delete you out if you break the rules.
Right.
But be it a joke, be it a saying, be it a thought.
Right.
If you make Bethann McBride laugh, you will win round-trip transportation and hotel accommodations for a weekend in Atlantic City at the Trump Plaza to go see boxing courtesy of HBO.
Wow. Wonderful.
Call right now at 877-365-3636. You got to make Bethann laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're playing with a girl now.
Yeah, and I don't know how tough this is going to be, and we really don't even know exactly what the key is, where her sense of humor lies. We know she's got one because she works on this show. But exactly where, you know, what's her wheelhouse as far as laughing?
Now listen,
don't
be easy.
It's going to be hard.
But let it be natural. Let it be natural. And like I was telling Beth Ann about this last night, we've done this segment before, and we've had it roll over to two or three segments, and sometimes we've played to the point where we just don't have a winner.
Exactly.
We're weary. But there are other times when, boom, 5 minutes into it, we get the one.
You never know.
That sets us off.
You never know. You don't want me to fake it.
No, absolutely.
That's the one thing you can't do. You can't fake it.
Do not fake it. But also, if there's something that strikes you as funny, even if we don't think it's funny,
right?
Then you gotta let that go.
Right.
You gotta let that happen.
I can do that.
All right, BA. All right. Oh, those people from The Amazing Race were quite good.
Yeah, they were. But you know, I kept getting emails. Allison needed to be off the line by 5.
Well, you listen too bad. They were on a big time national
show.
Right. Big time national show. You got to learn how to be meaner to these publicity people.
You know, I'm just maybe I'm speaking on my own here, but I think if we inconvenienced Allison, it's not that terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right, bye. Very good.
Bye, BA.
Bye.
She'll be in here a second. We'll play Make BA Laugh right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Thank you.
World-class dancers, Don and Mike.
All right, we're ready with Beth Ann McBride to play Make Beth Ann Laugh. Beth Ann, do you laugh a lot?
Yeah, you know, when it's funny.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mike, which mic are you on right now?
3?
I'm on the same one.
See, here's the problem. Look at the microphone right next to you.
Yes.
Do you see the label right on top that I would see? Turn it to the right. What does it say?
3.
Microphone 3.
Right.
You're actually on microphone number. Look how efficient Beth Ann is.
Mm-hmm. Always helping.
Look at that. Moving the stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike really likes the new chair that you got for him, Beth Ann.
Yeah, I can't believe he got up to do whatever he does during the break.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving this chair, and I want to thank it's Gary. Is that the salesperson
that's right.
who gave me his chair?
Gary, the guy you love, the guy you kissed.
And Beth Ann is now sitting in the other new one that came in, so now we have a brand new chair for me and a brand new chair for guests when they come in here.
However, if I could just say something, and don't take this the wrong way, you dirty birdies. Rob has the same dirty stool that he's always had.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not get Rob a nice clean stool for in here?
I'm going to do that. He
why?
Thank you. Why, Mike? Why? Because,
That was a joke.
I know it was. I know. Because why should Rob have something nice to sit on?
I think we'll get around to that.
Would you like to see my stool?
Well, yeah, I saw you when you brought it in.
Look at it.
That's not even a functioning stool.
Look at it. It's a mess. Look at it. You can see the insides coming out of his stool.
Rob, you should not be sitting on that. Rob, why don't
sloppy,
you take one?
Sloppy and foul smelling.
Why don't you take one that one of the old ones temporarily until we get you a new one?
Oh, take someone else's stool? That's your stool.
No, I want a backless stool.
Oh, you want a backless stool?
Because I have to hide it under the reel-to-reel machine. In the
all right.
Back.
Now, Beth Ann is relabeling.
What are you doing now, Beth Ann?
I'm trying to make it number 2 so people know.
Isolate that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, honey.
How do you work in these conditions?
God damn it. Sit down, honey.
Things are starting to come along here.
I'm not laughing.
Okay, don't worry about it.
There's still a little bit of piling going on in here, which I don't like, though.
What do you mean? What's
like
the problem?
Keyboards piled up. Just keyboards cast away. It looks like a computer warehouse.
Mike, we're doing the best we can to keep this on the air right now, and you have your new chair, so just shut up, please.
Look at him.
You have your brand new Prince of Siam.
Did I complain
chair.
A little bit too much?
A little bit.
I think the chair has actually brought out more of this Prince of Siam personality.
Look at him. Look at him.
It's not pleasing
all
to his eyes.
The scepter.
Look how he's sitting.
Did I not come back to you and say I was delighted with the work you'd done?
For the chair you're not sitting in? Yeah,
I see. See, I knew. Yeah. I knew. And I walked out after I got this chair from Gary, our sales guy, and I said, tell the guy thank you so much when you see him. And I knew she heard that. Because have you noticed that about Beth Ann? She hears everything.
She sure does.
She hears everything. She is not somebody where you can say something under your breath and it won't get back to her. She has superpower hearing.
Yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is he likes the chair that he's got now.
I love it.
He loves it.
Are we sure he has it? I mean, Gary, it was Joe that talked to Gary. Gary
said, you know what?
No,
that is the problem because Joe you know, I said, let him, he can take mine. I don't know whether that meant I can have it permanently.
Well, first we have to meet the sales guy, Gary, who donated
right.
the chair to you.
Well, we have to get Gary on the line.
And then I want to meet this very handsome guy who looks like me.
You.
I've heard
yeah.
a lot about this handsome
mm-hmm.
fellow.
And they might be the same person.
Wouldn't that be something?
It'd be very exciting.
Let me just say, long live King Mike.
I'm very happy
in
with
his
my
brand
chair.
New chair.
But the keyboards do not please his eyes.
I will tell you this. I'm not giving this chair up now.
All right.
So if Gary wanted it to come in here and wanted to be some sort of like Tim McWilliams deal, you know, where it's only in here for 10 minutes.
No, it's yours.
Mike, I don't think he's an Indian giver. And isn't it great that you can't say that anymore?
Right.
Indian giver, because
no,
like you piss off some Indians somewhere. Indian giver, Indian giver. There was a song.
That's right. As we
took
said,
your love
say that
away
no.
from me.
Right.
Beth Ann, are you ready to laugh?
I'm ready.
Let's put 10 minutes on the countdown clock.
Very exciting.
Right. 10 minutes of live unscreened calls. Make Beth Ann McBride laugh. Win a trip to Atlantic City, courtesy of HBO, to stay at the Trump Plaza for HBO Fighting on the weekend of Saturday, July 24th. Watch the fights on HBO, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. Only on HBO. You ready? Beth Ann, the clock starts when we take the first phone call. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Don't be a Native American giver. Give on this show. Give your best material to Beth Ann.
Give it till it hurts.
Hello.
Hello.
Make Beth Ann laugh.
Afraid, I'm afraid we're really disqualified.
We don't do dirty jokes like that anymore.
This,
can't
there's
do it.
Nothing dirty about the answer. Still there?
It's always kind of a... Well, we do have a delay, right? So we...
All right, what...
Okay.
Well, apparently that's overruled.
Somebody else on the upper floor decided that that would not be worth hearing.
Yes, I believe so.
So now we have some wonderful padding to do. Yeah.
So how have you been, Beth Ann? How are you finding your new situation?
Rob, yes.
I like it. I like
pause the clock. We've had to pause the clock now 36 seconds
into
this.
An official timeout.
36 seconds into this.
Official's timeout. That's correct.
While we wait. Beth Ann, here's a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
When we chatted last night, and Beth Ann and I were on the phone for about a half hour talking about radio stuff.
Right.
How many drinks, and please be honest.
Do I think you had when you were, before you spoke with me?
Yes. Please be honest.
Four? Is that good? Do I win?
Did you have more than one?
I had two.
Two. Yeah, two. That would be the equivalent of four.
Because they were doubled.
Doubled, right now.
Because they were doubled.
Winner.
Okay, good. I was just making sure, because, you know, it's one of those things, most people know when they talk to me at night when I've had a couple of pops, you know. If I'm feeling good and I want to, like, give some radio wisdom, mm-hmm. toss some nuggets out, that's when I make those phone
I'm not going to throw any darts at you today, because I arrived home last evening by a taxi cab.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
Touche.
Yes.
Touche.
Yes. Taxi cab. I had about 100 beers.
The phones are back on. Here we go. Rob, restart the clock.
All right.
Restart the clock. Make Beth Ann laugh. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, blind man walks into a bar with his teen eye dog on a leash. Bartender noticed him standing there, and then all of a sudden he sees the guy wheeling the dog around his head like a lasso. The bartender goes to the guy, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" Blind man just says, "I'm just looking around."
Oh, right. Not funny. Not funny. Yeah, Beth Ann didn't even smile. And you hate it if it's just Beth, right? You don't like that at all.
Really? Hello, Don and Mike show.
A troublesome name.
Hello, make Beth Ann laugh.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Hey.
What's brown and sticky?
What is brown and sticky?
A stick.
A stick. See, that would have made us kind of laugh.
Thank you. That made me smile a little bit, just because it was so stupid.
Hello. Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh.
Not Beth Ann, though.
All right.
Hey,
what
hi.
Has nine arms and sucks?
What has nine arms and sucks?
What?
Death Leopard.
I'm guilty on that one. Excuse
music
me.
Music joke.
That is one that took me a second.
That's
see, don't
good.
You remember
no,
the drummer
yeah,
for Death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do it for her, but that's good. I really chuckled. I like that one.
I'm tough.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to you last night, did you think that I had four single drinks, two doubles, or perhaps that I had just mainlined a bottle?
I don't think you do anything single, so I was assuming it was double.
My girl. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Old Italian guy finds himself pulled in front of a judge. Judge says, "Hey, this girl's accusing you of raping her."
The cell phone is so bad I can't understand. I don't understand a word you're saying. Please start again.
An old Italian guy finds himself in front of the
camera. Yeah. Disqualified.
Too choppy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Hey, B.A.
Hey.
What do you call the second sex organ of an elephant?
What?
His foot. Because if he steps on you, you're screwed.
Mike, you didn't laugh at that.
I exhaled through my nostrils.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh. Hello? All right, and that's Marlon Brando checking in. Excuse me, Marlo Brandon checking in.
How you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Figure out you're on the air.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's try that. Hi, Don and Mike. Make Beth Ann laugh.
Two Irish guys walk out of a bar. No?
Made them laugh.
Crack that guy up.
It made me laugh because it was funny, and also the guy laughing in the background.
Yeah.
Because his, built-in audience.
Hello. Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh.
Beth Ann, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
That's right up there. It's not
doing well.
It's not up there same. Go ahead, sir. Plow right ahead.
Mike, the clock is running. Yeah. We are loaded with delay right now.
Wait, tell a joke. Did you see Ku Klux Knievel on the news last night?
No, I didn't.
He tried to jump 100 Arabs with a steamroller.
You know, in another life, sir, there's going to be some karma coming your way.
Yeah.
In another,
or
right
maybe
now,
in this one.
Right now, we've asked for these calls, so we cannot punish you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Pushy Pusher.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I want to say I'm so glad you're back on in Tampa. So, Ruth Ann, knock, knock.
Yes, Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann.
My name's Beth Ann.
It's Beth Ann.
Beth Ann. I'm sorry.
That's
Beth
okay.
Ann. Hey, it's all right.
Yeah, Ruthie.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
I know this interrupting cow.
Boo!
Get out of here. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Ruth Ann.
I got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old that'll fall out of the car if you tell that.
Don and Mike, make Beth Ann laugh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, there was this divorcee and her smart aleck son in the supermarket. The smart aleck son said, Mom, I bet you some chocolate chip cookies I can tell you three personal questions. I can answer three personal things about you. One is your age, the other is your weight, and the other is why Dad left you. She said, okay, you little smart aleck. Tell me, how old am I? He said, 37. You weigh 165. Okay, for the cookies, why did your dad leave me? He said, I saw it on your driver's license. You got an effing sex.
Wow, that sucks.
Oh, that's
sucks
terrible.
So
oh,
bad.
Oh, that is
that
terrible.
Sucks so bad.
Oh.
Yuck.
P.U.
P.U. I'm bad. Bad, awful.
You hated that as much as we did, right, Ruth Ann?
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm Don and Mike, to Beth Ann.
Yep.
That was Dave Chappelle, incidentally, on the
what
last line.
What do they call a woman who works as hard as a man?
I don't know. What do you call a woman who works as hard as a man?
Lazy.
Mike, that wasn't a joke. That was simply a statement.
Yeah, I didn't care
editorial
for it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, make Beth Ann laugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's the difference between love and true love?
What? We had to delete out, hello, make Carrie Ann laugh.
How did they know Isabel Sanford was dying? Because at the end, her breathing was a little wheezy.
Beth Ann laugh. We have a winner.
Yeah.
Winner. Is that an original?
That was good.
Yeah. You make that one up yourself? That's darn good.
I thought that sitting in my truck.
That is pretty darn good. Now look at this. For all of you skeptics out there, sure there were a bunch of clunkers, and except for the time when we had to hit the delay because people were using bad language, 6 minutes and 16 seconds in.
And you know what? That's just that's a new original formula. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That made Beth Ann McBride laugh. Can we hear it again, sir?
How did they know Isabel Sanford was dying?
How?
Because her breathing right before the end was a little wheezy.
All right.
Very nice.
It worked on Beth Ann.
Yeah, and it worked on us, too.
Congratulations. You got round trip transportation, hotel accommodations, Trump Plaza, Atlantic City, and tickets to go see Gotti fight Doran. HBO Boxing the weekend, Saturday, July 24th in Atlantic City. Enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we have a winner.
Wow.
On Make VA Live.
Yeah, and that guy deserves it. I mean,
very
really
nice.
It was an original. I like that.
It was
that
up. It was topical.
Yeah, it was wheezy. It was, you know, not the greatest, but it was kind of solid. So see, Barbara Ann, you were here in the studio, and now look at how great things are going. Isn't that right?
Thank you.
Isn't that right?
Bob.
Isn't that right, Mary Lou?
Hey, Bob. She called you
Thank
Bob.
Thank you, Bob. She said,
what about Bob? Is that Gary, the sales guy that just went by?
Do you want me to go find out?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think that guy's named Gary, though.
Oh, it isn't.
You know what? Sometimes you're like Homer Simpson. If you ever watch The Simpsons, Homer's having a conversation, and you go, oh, a bird, and he'll run out. Mike just saw some guy walk by the window.
Yeah.
Is that Gary? Is that the guy? The chair?
It's on his mind.
That's not nice.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He's standing when he comes back to the office.
I'm excited.
Sure.
I'm excited today.
I embarrassed you in front of Lucy Liu. I'm sorry about that. My apologies.
Thank you, Edith Ann.
Bye, Sandy Sue.
There she goes.
Bye, Jolene. I know that's not Sue, but Jolene.
She's loving every minute of her association with us.
There she goes. Incidentally, she's left the room.
She has left the room.
There was no goodbye. There was no nothing.
No sign off.
She's just going shopping for a minivan. That's what she's doing right now. Our brand new producer, Brenda Lee.
Fantastic.
She's the best. All right, everybody, that's the successful bit.
Good job.
That's a good job on Make Beth Ann Laugh.
Make Miss Vicky Laugh.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Johnny Carson began a routine.
All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
The Don and Mike Show. They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We got a couple of ways we can go in this break. Robbie, you might want to get out of that bag of CDs. We're going to do one of a couple of things here. We'll either listen to some of the hideous CDs that you, our listeners, have sent us.
Yes.
Homemade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can play affiliate roulette now that we have the list.